Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and it's time for another Friday DriveCast. It's a day of the week that we venture from the teaching topic onto something different. So I want to call your attention to the opening paragraph of James chapter 1. You know, the paradox found in these words always astound me. James opens up his epistle by writing, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." And James wants his readers to recast their thinking or their outlook in the middle of trials. And why? Well, he gives this reason, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance or endurance. And so I guess the question is, as believers in Jesus, do we really know this? Do we look at adversity as tests, true tests of our faith? Now, I know tests are challenging. They're difficult and stressful, yet they serve a purpose. And the purpose they serve is they reveal the truth about us. And you only have to think back to your high school or college days when exam time is coming. And the question is, do you study or do you blow it off? Do you go out and just have a good time? Well, the test the next day or the exam is going to reveal the truth. It's going to determine whether or not you knew the material. And so tests reveal the truth about who we are. And James says trials of many kinds, they come, and when they do come, we should look at them differently. We should see them as tests. Tests sent to reveal the truth about our character. And the test could be a relationship with a difficult family member or a coworker or a classmate, or it may be a marriage or it may be kid related. It could be health related or a financial difficulty or a host of other examples. And James tells his readers, he says, see these issues as tests of your character. And are you behaving like the redeemed human that Jesus has made you to be as you encounter these tests? And if you can answer yes, then consider it pure joy even while enduring the pain, because perseverance leads to wholeness or perfection. Before we close in prayer, I encourage you to get your Bible out or turn one on to James chapter 1, and then read on to the next bit of advice Jesus' half-brother James has if you need God's help when it comes to facing trials. So I invite you to join me in a brief closing prayer like we do at the close of most of our DriveCasts. And this prayer specifically is for anyone out there who's in the middle of a testing and you need God's help right now. And if that's you, join me by praying something like this. Jesus, I'm turning to you because it makes the most sense right now. I need your help like never before in this situation. I'm limited in many ways, but you are not. Give me strength to endure, so I can pass the test of my character by glorifying you in the midst of this trial. Amen. So I want to thank you for listening to our DriveCast episode this day, and I also want to invite you to, if you get an opportunity, to please visit one of our four locations this coming Sunday to worship with us corporately. Pray that you have a blessed and safe and happy weekend, and tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.